Richard Haynes and Jared Middleton will be back in about half an hour with a preview of Dubbo Racing today, and I'll join you again for our race day coverage from race number one. That is Thoroughbred Weekly. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next Sunday if you can't join us in between times.
The Beaumont run last start behind Kangaroo was solid enough. It was over the 1350 and was good at Parks the run before over the 1400 metres. The mile, look, his last mile run was in the Gilgandra Cup. He went fifth there. He was okay. I just think he's going well enough, and if he gets the right run in the race, yes, there is. Going with over the toppy in the last race here. Number six, Shadow Affair. The excellent art mare for Gaynor Williams. She was very good scoring at Mudgee last start. Hit the line really well. What was a country championship preview race. She gives every impression that the mile will suit her, and she's very much a mare in form. Number two, Captain Scott, just a real model of consistency. He's never too far away from the action, this seven-year-old. He's been given 3 weeks between the runs, so a bit of a freshen up. He just has to overcome an awkward draw. And I'm going to throw number seven, Underground Blues, in for fourth. I was at Tamworth when she won the other day. It was a really good effort. Connie Gregg trains locally now, does a great job with the horses, and she's pretty consistent. I think the mile won't be a problem for her. But in a really tricky little race to finish off the day, just going to come back to the top weight here. Yes, Zari is one to beat 6, 2, and 7.
So 1, 6, 2, 7 in the last. And what did you make your best on the count today, Richard?
Oh, look, I was pretty keen on race 6, number 2, Aerojet. Thought around that $8 quote, I think, with tab.com.au. I thought that was more than fair price for him. So. Yeah, I thought that Aerojet from the Alan Denham stable might be pretty hard to bet. I can see Nick's Vendetta is a deserved favourite. I just thought Aerojet at the price ticked a few boxes.
Yeah, $8.50 at the moment, the win, and $2.65 for the place through the tab fix. So for somebody listening who might want to take a quaddie at Dubbo this afternoon, have you got a strategy that you could suggest to us?
Oh, the strategy is all the best of luck on these big country cup, not country cup days, but it's a qualifier day. Look, in the first leg, as far as the strategy goes, I think I'm very keen on Aerojet, but I think you have to throw a schedule. McQuayo, an acceptor for three races, comes here as a big guy to Nick Spendetta. So 2.791 went with the top four in the first leg. In the second leg, I just tried to narrow it down a bit, Simon, just as far as the spend goes. I just had number 9, Lake Lugano, and 4, Danish Lace. Just the two of them there in the second leg. In the third leg, I think from memory, it was... Lala Lupsia, of course, has to go in there. She's on top. And number 6, Not the Export, and 2, coming in hot, 10, 6, and 2. And again, just the top three in the final race there. Yes, there is Shadow Affair and Captain Scott. So big fields. I think if you can find a winner or two on this country championship qualifier program, going to leave Dubbo a pretty healthy winner on the day.
Okay, I'll whack a quaddie on there. That's $72, I think, for 100%, if my maths served me correct. But anyway, Richard, thanks very much for your help with the preview, and enjoy the afternoon.
Yeah, we'll do, Simon. We are on air on Central. Greg Bradley, Jared Middleton, Chantel, and myself, we're on air from 11 o'clock with our Central preview. Looking forward to a big 9-race program, good crowd on course, and just under beautiful blue skies. Can't wait for it.
We'll catch you for the first. Thanks very much, Richard.
Thank you, Simon.
So race one, Dubbo, due at 25 minutes after midday. It's now 10:33. In just a moment, Fred Hastings will join me with this morning's pacing rewind.
Monday on the Big Sports Breakfast, the Cronulla Sharks chat to us from the UK after the World Club Challenge. We'll talk to the winners of the Charity Shield and your chance to win a $100 cash card with Heroes and Villains.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
If you buy a new fridge or washing machine at Bingley, we've got a surprise for you. We'll deliver your fridge or washer free. We'll unbox it and unpack it free. We'll take away the packaging free. And Mum will take away your old fridge or washer free. So there's no messy trip to the tip for you.
I heard that, Lionel.
Okay, our delivery guys will. But it's only for a limited time, so be quick. Free full-service delivery from Bingley.
Excludes Asco and Miller. Delivery areas and times are subject to terms and conditions. See in-store or bingley.com.au for full details.
Live racing is now available at tasracing.com.au. Every Tasmanian race day, all three codes, available on your desktop, tablet and mobile, absolutely free. Live racing at tasracing.com.au.
Tuesday mornings, 10:30. It's on the pace.
Yeah, we're not too far away from the Miracle Mile. Russell Gunners now, with 7 days out or 6 days out. Fred Hastings joins me. Good morning.
G'day, Simon. Yeah, only six more sleeps. And, of course, it's just an amazing race night next week. Not only do we have the Miracle Mile, but five other Group 1
full bore to give chase to Corey. Then came Aerojet, pulls to the outside with Onslow, the widest runner. Corey still in front of the 150, but here comes Aerojet. Aerojet out after Corey, and they've come away to find it out from Onslow running on. Aerojet got up to Corey. Aerojet won the last beat.
Intriguing Miracle Mile lineups we've seen in many a long day.
Well, Mick Guerin, who's going to join us shortly, I heard last night he was having a chat to Hazy on track, and he reckons it'll be the greatest lineup of horses at Menangle since the track opened.
Well, look, I was trying to be a little less, bold in my statement when I said it was, one of the best ever. But I think Mick's on the mark. It's just, we've got the best. I think. Look,
three lengths in front. Dolphin Tail, full bore to give chase to Corey. Then came Aerojet, pulls to the outside with Onslow, the widest runner. Corey still in front of the 150, but here comes Aerojet. Aerojet out after Corey, and they've come away to find it out from Onslow running on. Aerojet got up to Corey. Aerojet won the last, beat Corey. Onslow's run third. Fourth, Gold Beret, King Russell, or Dolphin Tail. Then came Admiral Ruff, Keen Eye, Little Boots last.
And it was a night for the Aerojet will win the last. The big name stood up last night.
Number four, there was Chris O'Brien. That's three for Chris for this afternoon. Got up to Corey, who gave a big sight. And number two, Onslow, will run third. So it's 4, 12, and 2. And a photo for fourth after the last. There was a lineup up there. Maybe Dolphin Toe looking at that photo. Number 13, possibly going to wait for that number to be made official. Number four, the winner, Aerojet. Chris O'Brien riding for Alan Denham with a four-year-old by Jet Spur. Start 15. Win two with seven minor placings. And but, first up this afternoon, returns in good order.
Despite, we
second and number 12, Corey Ben Looker, riding for Matt Robinson with a seven-year-old by Flaring Sun. Star 52, he's won four, he's now been placed on nine occasions. Third will go to two, Onslow, Jackson Murphy, and Brad Munro at Coffs Harbour with a six-year-old by Asafa. Start 27 is one.
Second start and took half a second off a three or nearly four-year-old record held by
Levitron.
So Mick to join us in just a moment, but first of all, let's have a listen to the replay of the first of the Group 1s.
The middle of that line, see.
As they work towards the direction of the home turn.
Interventions is the leader at the 300-metre mark. Murder Steel coming after it. Murder Steel almost on terms of Interventions as they run to the 200. Then Uncharted and further back with Cartagena. It is in the centre here. Murder Steel taking the lead. Uncharted will be a danger on the outside. Murder Steel and Uncharted. Uncharted went to Murder Steel. Got it near home. Uncharted. Uncharted the neck to Murder Steel. Interventions third. Cartagena fourth.
Yaya's Hotspot is trying to wear it down, but Lenny's packing plenty. And Lenny the Shark will beat Yaya's Hotspot. Esnek Romac flew through the middle.
So Lenny the Shark winning the first of the Group 1s there, Freddie. And Mick Guerin joins us now. Mick, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. And Freddie, great job last night commentating on mile racing predominantly with no sectional clock. It can't have been easy, my friend, but... all the enthusiasm we know from you is still there. And
the 200 for the 200.
Yeah, it was a good night. Thanks for that, Nick. It's very good when those good horses going around. You go to the track with a real air of anticipation, and when you see them strut their stuff, it's very easy to get wrapped up in it all.
Look, it's a funny thing, Fred. I thought that the
Entier, Dawn the Crusader takes time and further back in the field. Then came Casino, who's a long way out of it, and so too man made and pen Sentia. Interventions is the leader at the 300 metre mark. Murder Steel's coming after it. Murder Steel almost on terms with Interventions as they run to the 200. Then Uncharted and further back was Cartagena. It is in the centre here. Murder Steel taking the lead. Uncharted will be a danger on the outside. Murder Steel and Uncharted. Uncharted went to Murder Steel, got it near home. Uncharted. Uncharted the neck to Murder Steel. Interventions third. Cartagena fourth. Drummer's Chance made ground for fifth, and then came further back was Tobacco Road, takes time. Then came Sea Blink, followed by Pin Centio. Then further back was Real Spicy. Man made a long way back with DB Boy. Then came Casino, Tipsy, and one of the last home Dawn Crusader.
That barrier draw for that one, by the way. 16-3-2-1.
I alluded to the fact that I thought there was probably one race or one outcome that didn't meet expectations, and you've touched on it right there. World
Uncharted
record run. In fact, it was based on the race book timings for Atomic Red. Did you feel that Ultimate Machete just hit a flat spot in the race, and do you think it'll bounce back better next week? And because the good judges I've spoken to have said, you know, he is something out of this world.
He's an outstanding 3-year-old, Fred, but you don't often see horses beaten and clearly beaten, like thrashed in Derby preludes when Derbies. It just doesn't happen very often. I mean, so often when you go to these carnivals, the Derby winner comes out of the heat winners. Mark Gooden's got a massive job to turn this horse around. Vincent, his other main 3-year-old, he won two of the three heats last night, wasn't rated as highly as Ultimate Machete, but if you didn't know Ultimate Machete and you saw Atomic Red's time, you would think they were the other horse. You would think Atomic Red was Ultimate Machete and vice versa. So can he turn around in a week? Maybe. Maybe at best, but he's going to need to turn it around an awful long way to beat Vincent. And now Atomic Red, who the TAB had 100 to 1 to win the Derby and did not write a ticket, as of this morning, Fred, is now $7.
Yeah, quite incredible. That all said, Mick, Purdens still have an amazing, an amazing lineup in that Derby final. Three of the field, they've just got strength all over the park next week. You mentioned it; you didn't think it was going to be a Purdenathon last night. It could well turn into that next week, however.
Look, I think the Miracle Mile is a race which they'll be nervous about because they don't have the gate speed of Hector JJ.
Mm-hmm.
The Ladyship Mile, they have a huge advantage because they have a two-horse punch. Piccadilly Princess, or a Piccadilly Princess, who won last night, and the Auckland Cup and A Dream About Me, who trials again on Tuesday. Yes, they dominate the Derby because they have three major winning chances. Now, on those, Grant Campbell, the most likely driver for Motu Meteor, because he'll train the horse once this campaign is finished.
Mm-hmm.
Mark will drive Vincent and Ultimate Machete Natalie Rasmussen, who I believe drives Menangle very well. And then the Oaks. And I think the Oaks is a race which is, again, at best, a split. Because as good as Party On was last night, Fred, I think she might have crossfired at the top of the straight. She looked a bit uncomfortable in her action.
Yeah, she looked awkward. Yeah, totally agree. Especially
when
they straightened up for home.
Yeah, when a horse does that in a straight line, she's not
Lightning Bell is too
late. I'm absolutely sure that's what it was. Mark was looking down at her. She
that's about full Lightning Bell. And then being going to
the... I'm sure that. I'll work that out at the barrier draw today where you and I will be because I'll talk to Mark. But as good as she was, Pectacular was better last night.
Yes.
And Pectacular could have won the Breeders' Crown had it not been for an inferior draw to Party On. Those draws out 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. If Pectacular draws inside Party On, she will start favourite for the Oaks.
The race that will be
running home
much
down
to
the outside.
The
Why Not Rock
week,
is getting up over on the inside, and Lightning Bell down the outside, and Fast Vision squeezing through as well. It's our catch reaching the lead with 100 metres left to go. Medieval's diving through late. Lightning Bell on the outside. Lightning Bell, Medieval, Medieval, Medieval's one from
and one of course for the McCarthy's. Look, all the glamour horses are there. If you said throughout Australia, can you name eight horses? Well, there's probably six that everybody wanted in the race, and one of them's not there and have faith in me, but he's not going. He simply isn't racing well enough. So of the older horses, you've got five of the six you wanted, and the other one's not going good enough. So that's fair enough. He's out. So then you go to the four-year-olds, and the four-year-olds are emerging, Freddie, as the danger horses on the Grand Circuit, especially now the Miracle Mile has gone back to late February rather than November. They're a lot more mature. They've raced over the summer.
Yeah.
Last year we saw four-year-olds finished first and third in the fastest miracle mile in history.
Espera is still just with the lead here from Expat Envy. Our catch is running home down the outside. Why Not Rock is getting up over on the inside. And Lightning Bell down the outside. And Fast Vision squeezing through as well. It's Our Catch reaching the lead with 100 metres left to go. Medieval's diving through late. Lightning Bell on the outside. Lightning Bell, Medieval, Medieval. Medieval's run from Lightning Bell. Birds of photo between Our Catch, Why Not Rock and Galliano hit the line well. Kim Crew stuck on okay. Fast Vision next in from the perpetrator. Expat Envy, Ladude on the last one. Dumfries. Medieval in a big goes. Run the last. Number 8. Jim Byrne for Matt Dunn. It's been a good day for Matt Hen, written winning again in Sydney. And Medieval bursting through. Has won it from Lightning Bell, 8 defeating 6.
Well, that's the case. I mean, we can talk
the time is 136.38. 136.38. Three's run third out.
They're going too quick. They might be able to sidle up outside the leader, but they're doing so at virtually
down is double running the 100 metres. Sahara and Mondo. Rain is starting to chime in. Peaceful Sea further back. Saxophone hit the front. 200 to go. Double Ducks trying hard, and Tyrone Miss starts to sweep home on the outside. Peaceful Sea deeper out, but Tyrone Miss. Shin goes for home at the 100. It's a length and a half to Saxophone. Peaceful Sea storming at the end, but Tyrone Miss is a good leader, and Tyrone Miss will come down for a good win by just over a length on Peaceful Sea.
Comes a dogfight depends just how close they can get to him to pressure him.
The barrier draw is being held this afternoon.
I'm in peaceful.
Before
double.
The barrier draw, you sound very confident. You sound pretty keen on the prospect of Hector.
I think it's going to be, he'll be the shortener, because no matter where he draws on the front line, he'll lead. Because I think Yaya's hot spot's the only horse who could potentially lead him. And I think he would hand up. Then you start seeing
three wide outside of those double ducks. Back behind those runners, Bayamo, Cristello, Rosso, and Tyrone Miss starting to chime in. Peaceful Sea further back. Saxophone hit the front, 200 to go. Double Ducks trying hard, and Tyrone Miss starts to sweep home on the outside. Peaceful Sea deeper out, but Tyrone Miss. Shin goes for home at the 100. It's a length and a half to Saxophone. Peaceful Sea storming at the end, but Tyrone Miss is a good leader, and Tyrone Miss will come down for a good win by just over a length on Peaceful Sea. Saxophone, Double Ducks. Bayamo finished fifth. Next home was Daydream Explorer running through the line. Acra Man, then Cristello Rosso. Next home in the field was Cape Tribulation and Babylina. And Sahara Mar's been pulled up par in some difficulty around the turn. It hung badly. Lost the compass and hasn't completed the course.
He can win from the 1-1, obviously. Can he win from park? I doubt it. And can he win from further back in the field? That's a huge question mark. I think Lazarus, as good as he is, and the best horse in Australasia, is a slightly false favourite for next Saturday
in the ride. All together with Deal with Lalifa, Marge of Vendetta, our girl.
Third last and will be ridden for luck.
Greenback Boogie the leader. Clipper gets the run. Abdullah's riding it quietly. Down the outside, Lalu and I told Georgie, Superstar Bob a long way back. He goes for Clipper now. But here comes I Told Georgie and Lalu. The sweeper's wide out. I Told Georgie and Lalu. I Told Georgie edging clear late, and I Told Georgie beats Lalu.
She trials again on Tuesday. She hasn't raced since the Auckland Cup December 31. That's a big problem. I'm not sure she'll just come out and go sub 150.
She looked like she really needed a hit out on Tuesday. As you know, she trialled Tuesday last time I was there. She finished not extended, as you wouldn't expect her to be, but she looked like she really needed the hit out.
Had a good talk to Mark Purden about that last night. He said she'll improve enormously through the trial this Tuesday.
Game Nick off from Leilu. Steel Frost. Superstar Bob still third. Larson will be ridden for luck. Greenback Boogie the leader. Clipper gets the run. Abdullah's riding it quietly. Down the outside, Leilu and I Told Georgie. Superstar Bob a long way back. He goes for Clipper now, but here comes I Told Georgie and Leilu. The sweeper's wide out. I Told Georgie and Leilu. I Told Georgie edging clear late. I Told Georgie beats Lalu. Clipper third, Greenback Boogie in fourth, Superstar Bob late into fifth. Further back to Steel Frost from Nick Off, then Bo Hoffer, Touch Sensitive Supreme Lad, Nick's Vendetta covered plenty of ground, and our Meteor was back last of all.
Georgie,
but Danny Williams, I Told Georgie. I think she did something wrong in a group one previously, Amaretto. She was 6-7 lengths behind them at the first turn, and she saved all the ground on the pegs. And I told Georgie and Mare by I Am Invincible. I just thought her run, her sections were amazing. Piccadilly Princess, take nothing away from her.
Her fourth win,
3D Burley,
my dozen starts.
I'll be having something in place on Amaretto in the Group 1.
I tell you what, Fred, I reckon you'll get 50s to win and about $8 a place.
If I don't, I'm coming to see you.
Mate, as I said, that barrier draw for the Miracle Miles at 2 o'clock today. Then obviously the barrier draw for the Oaks and the other features, 10 a.m. tomorrow. Good news is, Fred, the markets have been getting up nice and early. The boys at tab.com.au looking after the punters. Once those markets are up, as you know, Fred, one thing and one thing always happens Miracle Mile Week. The conversation will start. The banter, the chat, the tactics. It's one of the great joys of Miracle Mile Week. And this time, it's the 50th Miracle Mile. Also today, named is going to be the greatest Miracle Mile field of all time. Compiled out of the 49 previous winners, who's going to be the greatest Miracle Mile champion? Pop your arm. Will it be the great Christian Cullen? Will it be Mount Eden? Or one of the others in between? It's going to be fascinating to see who is voted by the media and some of the public the greatest Miracle Mile champion of all time. That will be disclosed around 2:30 today after the barrier draw for the 50th Miracle Mile.
We'll be following the tweets. Good on you, Mick. Thanks so much for your time. Look forward to catching up with you over the course of the week. And as I said, mate, I'm sitting down there counting off the calendar, 6 more sleeps.
Always a pleasure, fellas, and good luck to all the punters listening in.
Good on you, Mick. That's Mick Gearan there. Of course, he's been covering harness racing, Simon, for many, many years. He's seen all the greats, and he's been part of Sky Racing's coverage over the last couple of weeks and will be again this coming week, and does a great job, and it was good to catch up with him and get his thoughts on what lie ahead. But what a week it is. Can't wait. And for me, pre-barrier draw, I've always said I'm a Lazarus man, but gee, there was a bit to like about Hector and also Lenny last night. So I'm going to sit pat until the barrier draw makes it a little more clearer.
You're a very passionate bunch, you blokes, aren't you?
Oh, mate, if you've got no passion, what are you going to work for?
Simon? That's right.
You've got to have passion. And look, you know, it was last night. It wasn't an easy night at the office, as Mick said. The semaphore board wasn't working, so I had to spin away from the binoculars to look in the judge's box, and he was holding up the sectional times, and it was very disconcerting on the home turn because I virtually had to do a 180-degree spin to see what the time was and then come back to the horses. And it was driving me nuts, but that'll be fixed. It was a storm that knocked out the semaphore board, and they've been working feverishly to get that fixed, and I'll be very grateful for that come Miracle Mile night. But you've got to have passion, Simon, or you're wasting your time, son.
No, it's absolutely no. It's great to listen to you and Mick have a chat there. And Anthony Manton's filly got through to the Oaks. I see Angel in White needed a top six finish, and she ran sixth.
Yeah, that'll be a big thrill for Anthony. In fact, I did see him post race. He was fairly jubilant at the fact that his horse got through. Into the Oaks final. I think he's got a half share in it, and they're running for 200 large on Saturday in the Oaks final. Look, she's going to have to work hard to finish in the mix on what we saw from Petacular last night, and obviously Party On's been a nominal favourite right throughout Oaks discussion. But, mate, what I'd give to have a Group 1 runner. Good luck to him. I'm sure he'll enjoy the ride.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so it's all important, this barrier draw this afternoon. Mm. And interesting that Mick feels that Lazarus might be a false favourite. That came out of left field.
Well, I was a bit surprised by that, but I get exactly where he's coming from because you've got to look at how the marbles fall and where they're going to land in running, and it does become a tactical race. Now, last night, for example, Bling It On had little option after being trapped deep to be put into the race and sit in the breeze, and they got past him in the straight, but he's a devastating sit sprinter. You know, he gets the right run, the right tempo. He's going to definitely be in the mix and be in the placings. You've got a horse like Yaya's Hotspot, Simon. If you said to me, and I have a lot of respect for Yaya's Hotspot, he's won a lot of the provincial cups, the Truer Memorial, the Chippies and Renshaw Cup. He's a terrific horse. Ran second in a Hutter Cup and has qualified for a Miracle Mile. If you said 6 weeks ago Yaya's Hotspot's going to be in the Miracle Mile, I would have rung the blokes in the special ambulance and the straitjacket. Have a look at the horse. And that's tribute to Shane Tritton because he's always liked this horse. And, Adam Sefoulis has put a lot of effort into harness racing, and to get a Miracle Mile runner, it's the pinnacle. And, good luck to him. So there's a few other variables with speed. Look, As I said, I'm going to sit pat until the barrier draw comes out. I've been in the Lazarus camp all along. I just loved his win in the Chariots. You've got a horse like our Waikiki Beach, who hasn't even been mentioned, probably just below the high echelon of horses, but you know, has come of age, and you know, when you look at the four-year-old Salty Robin, our Waikiki Beach, and Lazarus. Taking on these Miracle Mile Grand Circuit champions like Lenny, Hector, JJ, Bling It On and the like. It's a good race.
And the pre-barrier draw market's got Lazarus 225, Hector, JJ 360, Lenny the Shark 6, Bling It On, Smolder both $8. Good stuff. Thanks very much, Fred.
Good on you, Simon. Always a pleasure, and we'll do it again next
for
week.
For those from Racing Cartland, today is the first step on the road to Royal Randwick. We head to Dubbo for the Western Country Championship. Into qualifier of 2017.
Legacy of supporting a job well done spans more than a century. It's why we created the first plasterboard, and it's why we developed the lightest 10mm and 13mm plasterboard produced in Australia while upping its sag resistance. Was it easy? No. But neither is carrying heavy boards up three flights of stairs. See how we're supporting builders with products like our lightweight sheetrock plasterboard at usg4all.com.
Penrith Mazda Centre are the BT50 experts. Come and see the newly appointed Mazda Ute Centre at Penrith Mazda with over 50 utes on display. Let the specialists at Penrith Mazda Centre tailor a BT50 to your specific needs. Penrith Mazda Centre, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, with more than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. So you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Penrith Mazda Centre, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
Time to chat about feature greyhound racing from across the weekend. Stuart Turner, good morning.
Hello, Simon. How are you going today?
Very well, Stuart. Running a little bit late. Apologies for that. Had a big pacing rewind to get through this morning. But we can chat about the Group 1 action from the Meadows last night and some terrific performances.
Yeah, that's right. We got to start at the Meadows last night with those three invitational Group 1s, the Temley, Rookie Rebel and Zoom Top. And in the Temley, what another magical night for hobby trainer Matthew Wright. He took the silverware with his greyhound, Lightning Frank, producing a dazzling run from box 7 to take out that race. Well done to Lightning Frank and Connection on another fantastic win.
Racing and Zarambora Brockiad very fast to the inside. Lightning Frank came out humming from the outside and goes to the back straight clear. Pantera Nera getting up on the inside, and then Jezolenko back on the inside. There is Striker Light followed by Aston Bolero. Pepper Fire well back followed by Zarambora Brocky and Worm Burner at the tail coming up the back straight though. And Lightning Frank the leader going like lightning in the lead. 6 lengths out in front over Jezolenko, Pantera Nera, and then Kane Striker Light. But Lightning Frank is going down the line to win the Temley in great fashion. Jezolenko second, Zarambora Brocky out of the ground up for third, then Pantera Nera, followed then by Striker Light. Then
so Lightning Frank's been threatening to do that for a while, Stu, and the $8.50, pretty good odds, really. He's been going around sort of close to favourite lately, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Well, he won the Group 1 Silver Chief last month, so he's obviously in great form. But look, he's got electric pace time, and when he gets it right, boy, he gets it right. And look, a fantastic win for his trainer, Matthew Wright. He's having the time of his life at the moment. He's a hobby trainer who actually works as a full-time, fencing contractor. So, look, he's having a wonderful run at the moment, and well done to him, and well done to Lightning Frank. A cracking win there.
Now, Zarambora Brocky jumped favourite. Where did Zarambora Brocky get to in the run?
Yeah, I think Zarambora Brocky snatched a place in there. So, look, another good race for him. I think he's going to be retired, actually, coming up soon. There's been some conjecture about that. I think he's going to have a crack at the Australian Cup, those heats, next Saturday. And then, apparently, that'll be it for him. Been a wonderful greyhound. And, look, you won't put it past him to finish off his career with another fantastic win in the Australian Cup. But Lightning Frank will be going in those heats, Simon. And I think... he's the one to beat in that series.
A couple of the other feature races, the Rookie Rebel, first of all. That was taken out by Phantom Bale for Rob Britton. Let's take in the replay, the Rookie Rebel.
And racing, Reefed and Treasure down to the inside began. OK, speed there from Phantom Bale. And Phantom Bale goes down to the post the first time round and led by 2 lengths down to Blazing Bomber second. They were followed next to the outside then by Buck 40. Over on the inside then came Reefed and Treasure going around the outside. At that point would have been Dundee Osprey. And Reefed and Treasure is tailing out last. well out of it. Then came Extreme Magic as they raced down the back straight with Hit the Highway. Coming off the back, and the leader was Fan of Ale. A length or so clear, Blazing Bomber. Two lengths away, Dundee Osprey. And back on the inside, there came Cindy's Magic. In the straight, though, Fan of Ale clear. And Fan of Ale went it well in the run home from Blazing Bomber. Extreme Magic ripping home for third. Then came
Phantom Ale taking out the rookie rebel there from Blazing Bomber and Extreme Magic. And the favourite, one of the favourites, was Reefton Treasure, which was unplaced.
Yeah, that's right. Running from or jumping from box one, Reefton Treasure couldn't quite get into the race, but took a fantastic win for Phantom Ale. Probably the best middle distance greyhound in Australia at the moment, Simon. And but that was a great performance, and well done to Robbie Britton there. He's just a master at getting his greyhounds up in best form for these big races. He's done it again last night with Phantom Ale.
So where does a greyhound like Phantom Ale, who's just won the Rookie Rebel, go now?
Well, apparently he's going to be dropping back to the sprinting ranks to have a crack at the Australian Cup heats next Saturday. So look, that'll be interesting.